You're listening to The Dark Ones, War, Chapter 3. Ella, Griffin, Renfield, Christine, and Adam, with Dracula's body still slung over his shoulder, approached Riverfield. The day's new light was cresting over the treetops ahead of them.
It was about 10 years ago. I was out on the farm, mostly despite my family, who didn't want me working with my hands. It wasn't ladylike enough for them, that sort of crap. But I was good, and I knew what I was doing. These woods are thick and full of things. It keeps people away. But if that's the sort of thing you like, it's perfect. I'd snoop around from time to time and get into all sorts of trouble. I did a lot out of spite in those days. I was attacked in the middle of the day when I was out working. The thing, this werewolf, had been prowling the swamp around here and got hungry. I would have died if my fiancé hadn't saved me.
You had a fiancé?
Believe it or not, Phil. Philip. We were going to be Mr. and Mrs. Freeman. He chased the wolf off and got me fixed up. I woke up a few days later with only a few memories of what happened. It was normal for a few weeks, until the first full moon. And then it hurt. Oh God, it hurt. In my gut, in my lungs, in my heart. God, I thought I was dying. Philip tried to keep the town at bay. Told them it was nothing to worry about, and while he was doing that, I shifted for the first time. Blew open the front of the house and had my pick of the town square. Back then, I couldn't contain it. I'd lose consciousness after a few seconds and wake up in a haze the next day. That first time, I was in the swamp, covered in God only knows how many people's blood. I might not have remembered what happened, but that was enough. I haven't looked back since.
I'm sorry, but you've had to live with that.
Yeah, well, that's just me. Can't change it. For all I know, we're walking into a death trap, but at least it's a death trap for only one of us. Any familiar face might help.
Well, we'll make sure nothing happens to you.
Whatever happens, I deserve it. I know that much.
I don't believe that. You didn't know what you were doing.
Doesn't mean I didn't do it.
It be okay.
I hope so, bud. At least we're safe. For now.
Well, that's more than we could have said a few days ago. Let's go.
The party continued into town, unsure as to what they were about to come up against. Many miles away, Van Helsing had finally made it out of bed. His leg still hurt to walk on, but he was amazed to find that it had recovered much quicker than he assumed it would have. The black scarring had not gone away and left a complicated, vicious topography all across his skin. Despite his diminished physical stature, the monster hunter prowled the small town of Douglasburg. There wasn't much for infrastructure. A post office and a small tavern, and almost half of the town had been overrun by the Confederate encampment. Ever curious, Van Helsing approached the camp. He kept a low profile and listened to what the soldiers had to say.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Try me.
I swear, this thing had teeth. It didn't even use them, but I saw fangs like a vampire.
You're right. Not sure I believe you.
I don't know how else to say it. It burst out this black energy, blew up everything in a circle. We didn't stand a chance.
There were some other people around who said something similar. I heard there was some sort of wolf with them too. Giant thing.
Craps, what are they feeding you?
There's some scary shit out there.
I'll stick to killing Yankees, thanks very much.
Pickett, mind you coming over here?
What's that?
You look awfully beaten up.
Well, this man over here doesn't believe you.
I don't need him to. I don't care what you believe. That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Just seems a bit superfluous is all.
You shouldn't doubt your comrades.
Who are you, old man?
Are you blind?
He pointed to his face and neck, which bore the same spidery black scars is Pickett.
You were in the car.
I applaud your efforts to rescue me. Had you known what you were up against, you may not have made the same decision.
What are they?
Tremendous beasts. I had nearly ended them, freeing us of their scourge. But I was tricked.
I didn't know such things existed.
To be sure. I've made a life hunting them. My trophy room is filled to the brim.
They're still out there.
Couldn't have gone far.
How do we find them? I won't let them go unpunished.
Our efforts are useless. Neither of us are in any condition to hunt, let alone walk off this encampment.
Lieutenant Reed said we're moving south in a few days.
I have no doubt that the Confederacy will win this war. But if we could use our forces to take these beasts out in the process, that would be something worth noting.
Surely they would sing songs of your efforts.
We need to...
Pickett's leg seized against her injuries, forcing her to the ground.
Doesn't look like you'll cover much ground, then.
Good luck with the monster hunting.
Mr. Van Helsing, there you are.
Jekyll.
Maybe the good doctor can get you both fixed up.
Do you mind if we walk back to my tent? I wasn't expecting you up.
Sure.
Fine to meet you, Van Helsing.
A pleasure.
Van Helsing and Jekyll meandered through the camp, which was stirring with unease on the cusp of the next battle.
I wasn't privy to your entire conversation, but I think I heard enough.
You should mind your prying ears.
And you should watch your mouth. You never know who's listening.
What do you want?
I don't mean to be coy. I think a partnership would be beneficial to the both of us.
Is that so? I don't see how.
I have this companion, Mr. Hyde. This man is feral. As if his baser instincts were expanded under a microscope and took over his entire being. It's impressive what he can do, but he lacks control. Would you say that's a trait of most monsters?
Now, the very nature of beasts is that they succumb to their lesser desires.
I agree. Hyde's instincts got him into a great deal of trouble. Some innocent, others bloody. If he wanted something, he got it.
What's this have to do with us?
I used to despise my companion. I defined him by those baser instincts. Being an intellectual, I didn't see any use for such savagery. Until one morning I awoke to find that Hyde had helped me finish some work. His brutishness allowed him to overlook certain truths, and he'd completed a surgery with his bare hands. Imagine that. The patient was well and recovered soon after. I realized something. Something I'd overlooked about Hyde's behavior. For whatever it was worth, the man had conviction. He took what he wanted, no matter the cost. My feelings shifted from disgust to respect. I wished I could act with the same certainty. It's funny. Hyde learned from me as well. We met in the middle. He exercised more restraint, and we worked together. I learned that life in almost every case isn't a matter of absolutes. It's not black and white, or Jekyll and Hyde. It's both. Two sides of the same coin. The light creates shadows. Finite truth lies in the balance.
What happened to Hyde?
Mind your head. Here we are. Mr. Van Helsing, I told you I am many things. For now, I am Henry Jekyll. Occasionally, I am also Edward Hyde.
I don't understand.
Neither did I. For a terribly long time, Hyde was an unwanted appendix. I couldn't help when he arrived and had no control over his actions. We've since reconciled, fortunately, and are both all the better for it.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Would you like to meet him?
Hyde?
Yes, he can arrive at any moment.
Jekyll took a deep breath and closed his eyes. With trained precision, his breathing triggered a quaking in his muscles. They rippled and filled out a new form. More muscular, longer, more equipped for violent means. His face shifted off of its axis. Hyde blinked his gray eyes open, the only part of them that remained the same.
Van Helsing.
That's quite the trick.
No trick.
nothing in each hand.
What do you do?
Whatever I want.
And what do you want?
Jekyll seeks knowledge of the beasts that harmed you. I'm not so blind to see potential when it's laid in front of me.
A bit more than that.
No need to mince words. Truth is all that matters.
Truth is objective.
No, it's not.
I don't see how you can help me outside of this parlor trick.
Jekyll wondered if others had darker sides. Hides of their own. There was some debate if we were two angles of the same personality, or two entities entirely.
What was the answer?
In order to achieve this theory, he distilled our blood and found a dark matter that's more pronounced in me than it is in him. Everyone has it.
Dark matter?
I don't have the details. That's his responsibility.
He produced a small glass vial from Jekyll's workspace. A viscous black liquid swirled around the bottom.
We made this to accentuate that dark matter and whoever consumes it.
Bringing out their hide.
There's only one hide. This brings out similar qualities. Physical and mental strength. Prolonged endurance. I'm afraid there are certain aspects only I can understand.
Now that is interesting.
I knew you'd agree. Your want to hunt. My want to understand. There's no reason we both can't get what we want.
This has been tested?
It worked fine on you.
Excuse me?
I've used small doses to expedite recovery in injuries. The hide serum does wonders.
That's why I was so far along.
Precisely. We haven't found the limits yet. Perhaps because the ceiling doesn't exist.
I think you have a deal, Dr. Jekyll.
Of course we do.
The Dark Ones entered Riverfield slowly. It was a small town, a mostly unassuming cluster of farmhouses around a center market green. The lack of through travel meant that the settlement needed to be almost entirely self-sustaining.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, me too.
Slowly, villagers began to stop work and come out of their houses to inspect the egregious-looking newcomers. By the time they'd reached the town center, there was a crowd.
Do we say something?
You can.
Do you see anyone you recognize?
I don't know.
The crowd stared on with vacant eyes.
You should try.
Fine, yeah. Hi, we need some help. Some water or supplies, shelter, anything really. We've already lost one. I don't think anyone's going to help us.
Well, at least they're not trying to hurt us. That's a step in the right direction.
Who? That?
Adam pointed towards the outskirts of the square, to where a man with a brimmed hat was approaching. The sun was fixed behind him, casting shadows on his face and hiding his features.
Doesn't look friendly.
Be careful before you pass judgment.
Hi, sir? We don't mean any harm. We're not with the war, just some travelers looking for a place to stay.
The man approached to within a few feet and stopped.
Ella Talbot. I never thought I'd see you again.
He took off his hat, revealing a scarred face that ran down his neck and shoulders. His features were sunburnt from time at the field, but he carried a leader's presence. Ella practically keeled over, her face melting in recognition.
Hi, Philip.
I'm interested in what you have to say next.
I killed you.
You certainly did a number on me.
I'm sorry, I don't know what to do.
Your apology is a good enough place to start. I'm wondering why you're back here of all places after all these years.
If you want to arrest me, or I don't know, I understand. I'm not here to run away from what I've done.
10 years is a long time to reconcile for a sin you didn't actually commit.
I wasn't in control. I didn't know what I was doing. That doesn't make it better, I know, but I...
Don't harbor yourself with such things. Not now, at least. You look like you've gone through hell and back.
And back and back.
I'm sure you've done a lot. Time flies.
Sometimes.
There's much to catch up on. I certainly have my fair share of stories.
I've got some, too.
That sounds a bit harsh. Shall we go inside?
That's it?
What is?
All these years. The incident? And you're just gonna invite me inside?
I don't understand.
You should hate me. Even if I didn't kill you, I don't know. Hurt you. Ruined your life. Why don't you despise me?
I've thought a lot about what happened. We looked for you for weeks, hoping you hadn't gone far. I wasn't angry, I was worried. I loved you, Ella.
I couldn't bear it. I'm sorry. I loved you too. If I'd done what I thought I'd done, there was no going back.
I'm just glad you're still alive. The matter of how you've gotten back here, especially under these circumstances, is another story.
Yeah.
Come. Let's get some tea on and you can rest your legs. We'll make sure your friend's body is properly taken care of.
Be careful, he's not really like other people.
How do you mean?
He's a, vampire.
Ah. Interesting. We'll see what we can do.
Philip motioned for a nearby townsperson to take Dracula from Adam, then invited the Dark Ones to follow him. They did so, through confused glances and tense silence. No one seemed to have a read on the situation, but there was hardly a better option. Philip's farmhouse was on the outskirts of town. It was a simple, one-story structure, framed by wide, well-tended fields.
All of this is yours?
My dad, bless him, passed a couple years ago.
He was a good man.
He was. Hard-working. I've tried to make him proud.
Have you been affected much by the war?
No, fortunately. We're removed enough that they don't bother us much. And, quite frankly, good riddance. I can't abide by any folks that think this war is a good thing.
Nice to see someone down south has a head on their shoulders.
We're few and far in between, but we're here. So, what can I do for y'all?
We're not looking for much. A place to recoup for a few days, maybe.
Not a problem. There are rooms at the inn back in town. Business hasn't exactly been booming.
Thank you.
Phil?
A blonde woman and two children, a boy and a girl, entered the house. Both children shared Philip's sharp features. They were unmistakably his kids.
In here.
Oh my, I was told there were guests, but all these people.
Apologies.
It's not an issue.
Ella here was born here. I've mentioned her before.
Ah, yes.
Everyone, this is my wife Kate, and children Tommy and Georgina. We'll be out of your hair soon.
Mm-hmm. Kids, into the other room.
So, the question remains, what are you all doing here? We're not exactly a stopover.
Long story.
I've got time.
We're here on work.
Work?
We were commissioned by someone overseas to come here and deliver, something.
Did you think you'd gotten better at lying?
At least I'm not the only one who's noticed.
Hasn't everyone?
Shove it.
I can't help you if I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
Maybe I can fill in a few details. Thank you for showing us hospitality. When you're outside ordinary like us, that's a rarity. We came here hoping to turn the tides on a self-proclaimed monster hunter, Abraham Van Helsing. He tried several times to cut us off, but we had him on his heels. And that changed after a run-in with some Confederate forces.
Van Helsing. I've heard that name.
He came here years ago, before I turned, even. He knew about werewolves.
Where is he now?
Your guess is as good as ours. He could be dead, but he has a history of being a resilient son of a bitch.
So what's your plan? Are you going to find him?
I'm not sure. We haven't had a lot of time to think since Dracula died.
It might have been a long time, but you can't tell me you're stalling on something like that. I've never known anyone as driven as you. What do you want to do?
I want to find him. I want to end Van Helsing once and for all. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Dracula. He can't die in vain.
That sounds more like the Ella I remember.
I'm sorry, it's not your problem. I'm not gonna let anyone get hurt because of us.
We have a tendency to bring our problems along with us.
I trust you. That hasn't gone anywhere. I can ask around and see if anyone has heard anything. Riverfield is still a modest outpost, but whatever limited resources we have are yours.
You don't need to do that.
I stand by the ones I love. What else is there?
Thank you.
This is all very kind. I wish we had better information for you.
Take as much time as you need to recover. I'll send our doctor to the inn to see about any wounds. If you don't mind, I think I'll do a little damage control with the missus. I have a bit of explaining to do.
Understandable.
The Riverfield Inn was a small building with only a handful of rooms, but surely the innkeeper was more than accommodating.
Oh, I saw y'all with the mayor earlier.
Mayor?
He didn't mention that.
Say, you're the Talbot girl, right?
Sure.
Nice to have you back.
Thanks.
Take a seat. I'll get some food out to you.
Why did you turn out the way you did when everyone here is so nice?
Couldn't tell ya.
These accommodations are certainly unexpected. And if I didn't know any better, I think I'd be suspicious.
Maybe we should be.
No. People can be nice for no reason.
I guess. You saw his face. I did that. Why would he just open his doors like that?
Because you're important to him. That doesn't go anywhere.
We're going to get them all killed.
Forgiveness is a powerful thing. I think we could all benefit from a lesson in it.
Sorry.
For what?
Don't know. Forgive.
Whatever our next move is, it needs to be the right one.
I'd prefer if they were all the right ones.
Mistakes build character.
I could do without them for a while.
Let's rest up, as best as we can. We're safe for now. And thank you again, Ella, for bringing us here. I know it wasn't easy.
Yeah, whatever you say.
A crescent moon topped the trees, casting low light over the Confederate encampment outside of Douglasburg. Van Helsing watched the soldiers from outside the tent he'd constructed near Dr. Jekyll's.
I sense something within you. A plan?
I'm getting there.
He scratched his stiff leg, the one that hadn't quite fixed since Jekyll got to him. There hadn't been a moment since he'd woken up that he hadn't thought about Hyde. It was as if that spirit was inside of his head.
Do tell.
How extensively have you tested Hyde's effects on others?
Small trials, mostly, such as yours.
You haven't given anyone a full dosage?
No, it's too dangerous.
What are the risks?
Not everyone's physical body is capable of handling the changes Hyde brings. It's terribly unpredictable.
We're at a standstill with these beasts. I doubt they've gone far. We're both waiting for the other to make the first move.
I'm assuming you'd like that honor.
There's no honor anymore. Hyde has heightened senses and endurance. If we create scouts to go find them, they'll cover more ground than anyone could normally. We'll have their location and be able to close in.
I see the logic, but it's a big risk. We cannot guarantee their performance.
Great rewards only come at the end of great risks.
You're talking about my life's work.
What does he think?
He thinks it's getting a bit dull around here.
I thought so.
Fetch me a drink and the serum. He might be wary, but it'll work. Do you know which ones you want tested?
I have a few ideas.
Pickett leaned against her tent. The general was supposed to have arrived several days ago, but news had been sparse. She and the few other displaced soldiers were left without much direction, and she was eager to get back into the fight, both against the Yankees and the ones who had physically maimed her. But her injuries made the prospects seem impossible.
Pickett, was it?
Yeah.
What would you do to serve your country?
Anything.
I suffered similar wounds at the hands of those monsters and have ended up back on both feet. I think I can offer you an opportunity to do the same.
What do I need to do?
Jekyll lined up Van Helsing's chosen soldiers outside the camp. Pickett and three others who were injured in their encounter with the Dark Ones. He handed each of them a vial of bubbling black liquid.
Do not consume this yet.
What is it?
You will experience physical changes to your body. That is all part of the process.
I said, what the hell is it?
Don't ask questions. You all have a higher purpose. We're looking for the location of a group of monsters. You've all seen them before. Sniff them out, but do not intervene. Bring back that information, and we will launch an offensive.
Why can't we just take him out ourselves?
Doing so would be pointless. Refusal to comply will cost you your life.
And a sizable portion of my work.
Now's the time. Go ahead. Drink.
The soldiers drank their small portion and were almost immediately hit with the effects. They keeled over and writhed in pain, which made their limbs move in preternatural ways. Jekyll seemed to react along with them. He coughed and leaned over.
Are you okay?
Indeed, a side effect of sharing hide with others.
I see.
If you were to die, your limbs would be free to move in any direction. This means that the brain puts limits on us. Hyde carries none of these inhibitions.
Pickett, now consumed by the serum, stood on both injured legs.
I can walk!
You can do a hell of a lot more than that. Go, while the effects still remain. Find these beasts and win this battle for humanity.
Nothing will stop me!
Pickett and the two others quickly bound into the forest, their body's potential unlocked beyond their wildest imaginations.
Impressive.
I must say, the trial went quite well, except for...
One soldier remained, furiously pounding the ground with both fists until they bled. His eyes bulged out and foam dripped from his mouth.
Like I said, not everyone is able to take the effects of the serum.
These kind of problems are best dealt with quickly.
Hyde wrapped both hands around the mad soldier and gripped as hard as he could. The man tried to resist, but Hyde squeezed harder and broke his neck. He went limp, his head sagging to one side, attached to the body only by skin.
How about a celebration? I have some 53 whiskey in my tent.
Sounds delightful.
They walked back to the camp, leaving the soldier to gasp his final breaths before dying in the mud. Renfield and Christine shared a room. The innkeeper had provided fresh linens and a change of clothes until they had a chance to wash their belongings.
I never imagined my life would be like this.
How could we?
I wish things were normal.
I don't know if there is a normal. I know it's hard, but I think this is where we're supposed to be.
You don't know the things I feel.
I don't.
I'm scared. Of myself.
You don't need to be. You're the same person you've always been. You're still my cousin.
I'm afraid Dracula was the only reason I was able to hold on. Now that he's not here, I don't know.
He wasn't. You're going to be fine.
Whatever happens, I know I should help. I'm capable of these things, but I'm worried I won't be able to. I don't know if I'm strong enough.
You're the strongest one here.
I'm not. I shouldn't have been given all this power. It's okay. I promise.
How do you do it?
What?
Act so bravely. You always know what's right.
I don't. I'm always learning. It's not just about being right. It's about doing your best to be better than you are.
What if my best isn't good enough?
It is. Don't worry.
Okay.
I have first watch in the morning, so I think I'll head off to bed. Is that okay?
I'll be fine.
Good night, Christine.
Good night.
There's a storm coming. Can you feel it? It's a quality in the wind.
Yeah.
It was raining the first time we met each other.
I remember.
It seems so distant. And time is a funny thing. The more of it you get, the smaller each piece becomes.
Long time. Lots of change.
I wonder when the rain will begin. It's hard to tell from in this valley. I don't think we'll be able to see it until it's upon us. In any case, I should get going.
Going?
I have an old friend to see. One who might be able to help us. Although, when you've lived as long as I have, most of your friends are old.
Go alone?
It's for the best.
Last time wasn't so good.
I'll be fine, I promise. I can cover more ground undetected by myself.
True.
I'll be back in just a couple of days.
Fine. I be worried for you.
Much appreciated. It's really a wonder how much better you've gotten at speaking. Have you noticed?
Not really. Just happen. Then I look back and realize I change.
As it is with most things. It's all gradual. The changing of tides, like a river forming a canyon.
Never seen canyon, I don't think.
We'll add it to the to-do list.
After. Maybe break first.
Maybe. Take care, friend.
You too. Be safe.
Griffin plodded off into the swamp and was lost to the shadows a few moments later. Adam sat out in front of the inn for some time until the night was mature. Despite everything, he felt a calmness overtake him, though he feared it was just the eye of the incoming storm. With that thought, he went back inside to his room and found sleep quickly. Philip watched all of this transpire from his porch. His keen eyes pierced the darkness. He waited until the rain began, and then went inside and remained sleepless until dawn. You've been listening to The Dark Ones War, a radio drama produced and written by Ryan Blewett, starring Ryan Blewett, Anna Brisbane, Dom Farah, Shannon Barry, Emily Rudd, Danielle Dallas Russa, Tim Jennings, and Sam Vest. If you wish to contact The Dark Ones, you can do so by emailing contactthedarkones@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode.